This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Listening to the evening edition with Sharmila. And now we're moving on to discuss a book that was published recently, and it aims to educate Malaysians on the ins and outs of our electoral process. So it's called Pilihan Raya Democracy Malaysia, Tanding Pilih Menang dan Tadbir. And it sets out to be a complete and comprehensive guide on the electoral process for all citizens. So what makes it really interesting is who it's written by. So the authors are two former members of the Electoral Reform Committee. And this was, of course, established to review election laws and systems. So the authors are Tan Sri Abdul Rashid Abdul Rahman, who was chairperson of the ERC and also former chairperson of the Election Commission, and Dr. G. Manimaran, former permanent member of the ERC. He was also a journalist for 22 years and covered numerous past elections. And the book really gets into the nitty-gritty of the whole thing. It covers topics like the electoral system and process, laws and regulations, nomination and campaigning, counting of votes post-elections, by-elections. It also highlights developments after the change in government post-GE14, covering things like the rights and responsibilities of voters, elected representatives. So, needless to say, I think as we look towards GE15, this is quite a useful resource for us to equip ourselves with understanding what that process is like, understanding where our vote fits into all of this. And that title again is Pilihan Raya Democracy Malaysia, Tanding Pilih Menang dan Tadbir. And we are going to be speaking to one of the authors very shortly, but we'd like to hear from you. How can Malaysians be better informed about our electoral process? WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We are now joined by one of the authors of the book, Dr. G. Manimaran. He was also a permanent member of the Electoral Reform Committee. Dr. Manimaran, thank you for being with us today. Now, to start off, could you tell us why you and Tan Sri Abdul Rashid decided to write this book?
Thank you very much. So this is my first book on election. Myself and Tan Sri Rashid, we feel that there is a gap for our stakeholders. Stakeholders mean not only the politician, not only these the candidate they're contesting the elections. We need a book, a holistic and complete and comprehensive book on election. Every stakeholders, including other parties like the workers, the agent of the election candidate, their missionary, and workers that are appointed by the election commission, the RO, the assistant RO, everyone need to understand. Then only we can have what they call the democratic election process in any country. There are elections in many countries, but only some countries managing a democratic election. So for that, we need to educate the public. So we need a book, a reference for them to understand what is our system, what is our process, how we can elect, how we can contest, how we can campaign, how we can send the information to the public, how we can count the votes. And after that election, after election finish, when the political party got mandate, how they can form the government. And after they form the government, how they can govern the system. All this, we have put all together in our book. We feel that we already in high time to give a reference for them. We have information here and there. We have the law, election law, the constitutions, what people need to understand. That's why we thought that, I personally, this is my ambition. I was a journalist before. I thought one day after at the end of my career, I think, because I cover elections from year 1991. So I thought myself and Tan Sri is the what they call a moving library. I will consider him because he's the 40 years of experience. I told him, no, we must write a book. You have the information, I will write. I will say, okay, I will put all together. Then I put together and finally, now the book, 800 pages, become materialized finally after during COVID, I had nothing else to do. I said, okay, I put myself for 3 months, I wrote and complete. Exactly 1 year, we put the book in, came to market.
And what are the key topics that are covered in this book?
Yeah. Basically, there's four main components. But the first component is the election chronology. So I put the very important dates. developments from 1955, 2 years before our Merdeka, and 2 years before we had the first election, 1959. From there, we started, the chronology started until 2021 when the parliament was suspended. Then we had the, we did discuss about the gap, the current gap. Current gap in the election process, the election management. Then we have a third section about the election process. We have a 30 election process. The one we know most is during voting day, we go and vote and come back. That's the most important thing we can remember from the 30 processes. But there are more. Then we have the, in that book, we have half of the book. It consists of data. Data about this, what we call the full election of 2018. And all the election results from the first election, all together 40 elections, parliament election, state election, we have the, all that, the result, the performance of each party. And the data about 822 constituency, parliament and DUN, we give the every data for every seat, but the current voters based on race, religion, and gender. And also we give space for coming election. We give a space for everyone who does buy the book, they can write, for example, G15, they can write themselves, who contesting, who won, what is the majority, we give the space, like a score chart. And the final part is the trivia, the important personality, politician that become popular in the last 60 years. Example, who was the oldest Wakil Rakyat? Who was the youngest Wakil Rakyat? Who holding the post for last, like for example, Tunku Razali is the longest Wakil Rakyat MP in our country. Yeah? And we have what you call, who are the brothers, father and son, brothers, siblings that contesting the election. Yeah, who was the first speaker, example, Yana Anayo. First speaker of women speaker. So we had this is what they call trivia personality, interesting personality, selected personalities we put together. So altogether, the four or five components that consists in our book.
So you mentioned that this book is for all stakeholders who are involved in elections, but for voters specifically, why is this sort of electoral literacy important beyond just casting our vote?
Yeah, actually the voters are the king. Kingmaker in the determine how it, so you can use the power to determine the future of the country. They must elect the right candidate. For example, in the Sarawak election and Malacca election, I think you have followed the election here very well. We have witnesses that the number of voters that came out and vote lesser than previous election. So people said, oh, because the pandemic, I worry, I don't want to come and vote. Second thing is the political crisis. They say, oh, the Wakil Rakyat Lompat, but mean a jump from one party to another party. So they not respect our mandate. So they say, if I come and vote this time, what is the guarantee that the same thing won't happen? My advice, I'm telling that, no, there's no such thing. We must use our right to determine who are the right choice. Number two, how to vote. There's a do and don'ts. How we sometimes we wrongly mark our ballot paper. The ballot paper will be considered as null and void. Third thing, what is on my right to know who is my candidate contesting in my area? We call it informed choice. Informed choice in people question why in Malacca because of COVID, they have SOP, they can't have what they call open campaign. Yeah, we understand that, but how to give the information to the member? For us, the candidate must have the responsibility to tell who am I, what I can offer. And the voters have the right to know who is my candidate, what they offer. So this is all is a big, when you're talking about literacy, there's many components. This is why in our book, we able to bring all this information component in the 15 chapters. We hope that will be very useful for our stakeholders, whether they are voters or non-voters, or potential voters, school children, government agencies, those who are involving in managing the election will get an in-depth understanding about this, so election literacy.
The thing is, the past 2 years, the country has seen so many shifts in politics, right? Elected representatives jumping ship, forming new alliances, overthrowing the government. How would a democratic electoral process come into play in this situation?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Actually, if you ask me, our observation shows that whatever happened last 3 years, since 2018, the post G14 2018 election, taught us a lot of lesson. But the last 3 years, but actually we already witnessed the thing since 2008. Compared to those days, 50 years before, today people demand more. Better management of election processes. For example, postal vote. Today we are facing COVID-19. We already have a two-state election. We're going to have our G15 soon. So during endemic or pandemic year period or disaster time, how are we going to give the total facility, the full right for them and come and vote? Example, in Sarawak state election, they say that 250,000 people couldn't take part because we couldn't provide for them the right facility. For example, can we provide for them the postal vote, for example? Of course we can. So why can't we do it? So this is what we call empowering the election system and the election law. And the lesson we learned last 3 years, especially COVID, give us a good opportunity to improve. Our study shows that when I was with the Election Reform Committee, we need to improve 13 components. In our book, we have mentioned in chapter 2 and 3, that's a gap. We need to have a better media access for the political parties, candidate, to all media, all channels. So we need to get a better level playing field for all the candidates. That only we can reach what we call a better, fair and just election system in our country. We have a better system. We say no. We not say no, yes, but we need to improve. That's why in the ERC, we have suggested 46 recommendations to improve our election process.
So you did touch on this briefly, but who are you hoping to target with this book? And how do you hope it'll be used and referred to?
We write this book for the benefit of every stakeholders. That's why we choose the topic as Pilihan Raya Demokrasi Malaysia, Tanding, Pilih, Menang dan Tadbir. Tanding, those who are contesting. Pilih, the voters, the electors. Menang, what is the process? The court, example, the petition. And again, the election commission will come into the picture if there is a by-election. Then the process will go on A to Z. Tadbir means how to govern the country, what the process of forming a government, the mandate, when the mandate will take place. All these, every people from the king and sultan that have the mandate to dissolve the parliament until the people that go to the voting and the court that will decide if there's a petition. This one for everyone. So every chapters we give the checklist, let's say the nomination. For Tanding, mean the first process is nomination. So before you go to the nomination process, what is checklist we give the for the calon? And in the book, we provide the process of taking part in election system, voting day, what we need to do as a voters, what is our right, what is our responsibility. Then I also included one subtopic for in chapter 15, what is the role and the function of the Wakil Rakyat. So we hope that at least as the beginning, this is a comprehensive, holistic guide for everyone. This is our hope. By having this book, we can play our role to enhance the democratic election process in our country. That is our dream.
In closing, what do you have to say about the current state of our democracy and how well our elections are run?
Yeah, we are what you call a very interesting road. I'll put like this, we are become more complex. We're facing a very complex environment. We need to improve our election process. As Elias said, I won't blame that we are very backward, but what we have 60 years ago, we need to improve further. If I ask me, we can use a coming parliament sitting in March, February, March. Our hope is We should use the current scenario where all the political parties can come together. This is the first time in our history. It will benefit all the political parties either today or tomorrow. That's why I hope that we need to push for this. The riot need to push for this. I really hope under the current leadership, the Prime Minister, with the support of all the political MPs, members of the Parliament, and also the DUN and state level, will change our election system once and for all to put the base for next 50 years, for we have a better system, become a role model for other countries.
Dr. Manimaran, thank you for speaking with us. That was Dr. G. Manimaran, former permanent member of the Electoral Reform Committee and author of the newly launched book, Pilihan Raya Democracy Malaysia, Tanding Pilih Menang dan Tadbir. Do share your thoughts with us. How can Malaysians be better informed about our electoral process? WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, after the 7:30 news, we're going to play a repeat of one of our favourite popcorn culture supercuts. It's going to focus on sitcoms. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.